We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our own Sloan Martin is down at the President Trump rally over at Target Center. At least she's in the skyways. Paul and Jordana here in studio. David Josephson at the helm. And I'm heading down there at 5:30. I'm going to take a camera and live stream it on Facebook. And see what it's like.
Are you going to be walking, strolling, or running as fast as you can?
Depends on the situation, because Mama don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble.
You're a peacemaker, right?
Yeah,
You're going down there. You can be the negotiator.
Not a fan of violence, but I am a fan of free speech. So everybody gets to speak their mind, if it's said hopefully respectfully and within the bounds of free speech, because it's not unlimited free speech in this country. But I want to go see what it's like. I want to give you a firsthand impression of what it's like. So we're going to Facebook Live this on the WCCO platform. So.
Will you attend the actual rally?
I will not. No, I don't ever go to political rallies.
Take some notes?
I don't.
No?
Okay. But I will go see what it's like.
Had to ask.
In fact, to give us some color on that, our own Sloan Martin is, are you in the skyway, Sloan?
No, I actually just walked into the Lexus Lounge. I mean, I broadcast the links, but I had never been in this fancy area.
Ooh,
but that's
nice.
Where they're putting media. I'm walking back out into the arena right now. They just sang the national anthem. They had a prayer. So it feels like things are kind of picking up a little bit here.
When is the president supposed to speak?
He is scheduled to speak at 7 o'clock. So people are getting in here early. Probably right now you can hear it being a little bit louder in here. Everyone's standing. The lower bowl is, pretty close to full, I would say. And then I see several dozen people who are up on the upper deck, too.
Any signs of any trouble? I mean, any shouting matches? And how full is Target Center, Sloan?
When I was outside, I've been inside Target Center here since about 4:15 or so. But when I was outside, it seemed, I don't want to say non-confrontational. There was yelling, but I think that was also because most of the supporters of the president were coming inside to Target Center as opposed to just staying outside on the street. Now, what the president has been saying is that there's way more people who signed up or expressed interest to being here than there are seats. So they might still maintain a presence there even after the event and during here once the rally gets going. But as of right now, I would say the lower bowl is pretty much filled up, and we're starting to see more people get up on that upper deck, too.
I would imagine that all the cable networks are in town covering this. Would that be a correct assumption or not? CNN, Fox,
no,
et cetera?
They absolutely all are here. And there are a lot of really recognizable names here, too. I've seen Jim Acosta and lots of people who you would recognize from TV, the pool reporters, national reporters. And so that's making things a little bit crowded here because there's at least, I would say, two dozen cameras that are here.
I heard you spoke with Jennifer Carnahan, who's the chair of the GOP locally here. I don't know if you know this, Sloan, but she and I got into a Twitter battle earlier today. I generally don't subscribe to Twitter battles, but she tweeted out a lie, and I called her out on it. She tweeted that media were being blocked because of Mayor Fry. Mayor Fry was kicking media and closing the skyways to all media. Did you two address that lie, and did she say that it was a lie?
She just kind of stepped away. It was very crowded. I was not, unfortunately, able to get that question in. She was being kind of grabbed from different directions, and I wish that I had because I was aware of that happening. And, I'm glad that you spoke up about that. I wasn't here earlier to experience that myself. Everyone's been saying that was not something that came down from Mayor Fry.
Right. So you have not had any issue with gaining access to, supporters at the rally or interviewing people. It's been free and open to the media.
Absolutely.
See, that's the danger of social media, right? One person posts something that's inaccurate.
No, not one person. The chair of the GOP in Minnesota.
But she was reacting. She didn't experience that firsthand. In other words, she was going off somebody else's account.
Or making it up. You get to make that choice because it's a fantasy.
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying you know, that's if you retweet erroneous information.
She didn't retweet. She tweeted it out. It was not a retweet. She said Mayor Jacob Frey was closing everything to the media, and the media was being kicked out because of an edict from Mayor Frey. So, again, citing no sources. Go ahead.
I tried to search that today. You know, Twitter search is really helpful to see what other people are saying about the same topic. And I searched things like Fry, interview, Skyway. Like, I wasn't seeing anyone else who was sharing the same experience or anything like that. So it seemed like it was isolated to her account, just from what I was able to tell hours ago. So,
Sloan, anything else we didn't ask you that before we let you go?
No, I think I've just had a lot of discussions. I've talked with protesters. I've talked with supporters. And I think I agree with this recent conversation I had with a supporter here at Target Center, where he says this is going to be very Minnesota-oriented in his speech. This is his first big rally, big appearance here publicly since these impeachment hearings, since this process has just started. But I think he's going to talk a lot about Minneapolis and Minnesota. I think the way a protester put it to me is that he is going to eviscerate the likes of Mayor Frey and Governor Walz, and of course Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, going to talk about immigrants, going to talk about Muslims here, and I think it's going to be a very Minnesota-specific kind of speech is what I would be anticipating.
Well, how did we become ground zero? I mean, interesting. That's more of a rhetorical question, and I realize Minnesota very much in play in 2020. Republicans hoping that this is the year, this is the election they can turn the state red. The president just missed out on carrying Minnesota last time around in 2016. So this state is in play. We are bright purple.
It absolutely is. And that's why I think there is such a national focus. And it's been this way for months since the election. I think that he just, this competitiveness, just saw that he lost slightly and said, we're going to attack this state. I also think that it is the shifting demographics of Minnesota that he wants to feed on. He wants to get under the people's skin who maybe are not as comfortable with growing diversity. I talked to a protester who used the word, basically feeding into xenophobia was the way that this one protester saw it, who I was speaking to outside. So I think that that is something, too, that makes us a little bit different on that national stage and why he maybe resonates going in that particular direction.
Sloan Martin, great reporting. Keep it up. We will be checking in with you all night here at CCO.
All right, thank you, too.
All right, Sloan, take care. And as I said, I'm going to head down there at about 5:35. We'll live stream it. I do think we should check in with Jerry Peterson. So let's take a quick break, and we'll check in with Jerry Peterson next.
Paul and Jordana.
Well, the Trump rally is causing much ado downtown. Jerry, what are the roads like now? People are maybe getting off work. Is it getting worse trying to get into downtown?
Yeah, it's problematic, that's for sure. But overall, I would say it's not all that bad. But, you know, you still want to use caution. Take your time. You're certainly going to need it. It appears the motorcade is on the move. They have shut down Cedar Avenue. Between Apple Valley heading up to the crosstown closed between Cedar and Highway 100 and 100 northbound closed between the crosstown heading up to 394. They'll be closing 394 into downtown Minneapolis. So that highway closures are being put into place as we speak. They're putting vehicles into place so that they can do that. If you're headed toward downtown, they do have some protesters causing problems along Hennepin Avenue to make way from the River Bridge. You're also going to find protesters affecting the intersection of 6th Street and 1st Avenue. In fact, they're turning vehicles around in that area. So things have been fairly manageable, but you still want to stay away from that west side of downtown Minneapolis. And if you're going to go that way, just get ready to spend some extra time there.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you keeping an eye on everything for us. Instead of going into downtown, how about you come to Israel with me?
I'd love to come to
Israel.
Thank you.
I would love you to come to Israel with me. Handsome husband and I are going January 25th to February 4th with Holiday Vacations. This is the first time ever that Holiday Vacations is doing an Israel trip with WCCO listeners.
You know my favorite spot?
Hit me.
On the planet.
Hit me.
I mean, I love Minnesota, but there is nothing like Jerusalem.
I agree.
I don't care what your faith is.
Preaching
Even
the
if
choir.
You have no faith, you feel an energy in Jerusalem and in Israel that you don't feel anywhere else.
Now, this is a trip that I have specifically talked with them about doing, like a 70-30 trip, like a 70% Christian trip and a 30% Jewish trip. Because most of the trips that I've been on as a Jew, we focus on the Jewish areas. So I've never been to Nazareth or Caesarea. You know, I have not been to a lot of the places that we're going to. Gethsemane, we, of course, I've been to the City of David and the Holocaust Museum. Of course, we'll go see that. We'll experience the Old City together. And the Old City, of course, is the birthplace of Islam, of Christianity. Yeah. Of Judaism. We all share a common connection.
It's God's
there.
Home office.
I like that. Mount Olive, Mount Zion. We'll go to Masada. We'll be at the Sea of Galilee where Jesus performed his miracles.
Amazing. Yeah.
So I am so excited and over the moon about this trip.
It sounds amazing.
And I'm telling you this because a lot of it's sold out and we do have a couple more spaces. The money is due, I think, at the end of this month. That's why I want to get folks signed up so we can fill the bus. And there's a couple of spaces left. So it's holiday vacations. But go to the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. You can go to my Instagram. You can check it out on my Twitter, at Jordana WCCO, Jordana Verde on Insta, or the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. Look at the link and get in touch with Holiday Vacations. It's going to be an unbelievable
time. Can I come along, just be your Sherpa?
You can come.
Just carry your stuff.
Next year, I want to do a Paul and Jordana trip eventually, or you'll do a Paul trip next year. So I'm just real excited about it, and I want everybody to come along for the ride.
As a Christian, doesn't matter. But as a Christian, again, there's nothing like Israel.
Israel. There's nothing like Israel.
It's amazing.
It's a bucket list trip.
And also, you know, the only democracy in the Middle East, you like to support countries that actually like us.
Absolutely. You can travel freely. I'm so excited. So I've been many times and I cannot wait to share it with you.
Yep. Very cool.
So while I was gone yesterday, boy, all heck broke loose in the studio, did it not?
Well, we had a bit of a malfunction.
Oh, whoa, was that
not
it?
Quite the Pepsi syndrome.
Oh, okay.
But, so I'm minding my business and just trying to read a spot.
Sure.
And DJ, Dave Josephson.
Screwing around there behind
No,
the
he
scenes?
Wasn't. It was all work-related. He
oh,
was
sure,
lowering
sure,
a awesome. Monitor so that he could see me. That way he can glare at me.
Okay.
Like
right.
When
and tell
I
you to wrap up
inevitably.
Your spine.
Hold on. A slight correction here. I was lowering the monitor so that you could see the clock so that you knew exactly how long to go for your live spots.
Oh.
You know, I wouldn't want a live spot to be less than a minute or more than a minute. I want you to have accurate information.
Are you saying that some of my spots go too long?
I did not.
Just a little.
You just said that. I did not say that.
Just a little.
I thought you were.
You can't handle the truth.
I know I can't.
Just a little.
I thought you were preventing me from seeing outside the window, the Amish Doppler. I wasn't sure what you were doing, but.
Well, David was doing his job, and then this happened.
Speaking of crazy weather, we do live in the Super Bowl of weather. No doubt about that. 30 to 40
Jane,
days.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
30 to 40 days.
I love how you tried to continue.
Of all the things. It just reminded me of Jane. And suddenly I was thinking about Jane instead of, what was that, a health partner spot? No, that was a saber. Talking
about
the
health partners.
I think it was talking all about the crazy,
play it again,
the extremes.
David, play it again.
So spots speaking of crazy weather, we do live in the Super Bowl of weather.
It was a saber spot.
No doubt about that. Okay. 30 to 40
Jane,
days.
You ignorant
30 to 40 days.
How does saber feel about that part of the spot?
I don't know. We're talking about saber. I don't know.
It's so good. Sorry.
There's a reasonable explanation, though. The monitor that I was lowering hit our replay machine where we store all of our cuts.
We got all
like
these
that.
Little buttons for different things we can play. Like
you
this
know
is.
What, Paul? You're right. You're always right.
That's
we
my,
don't want to play that
That's my favorite.
One.
I love
I have
this
to admit,
one.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That is my
I like
favorite.
This one.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Now, any of those would have been more appropriate than the one that actually
Jane. No doubt about that. 30 to 40
Jane,
days.
You ignorant slut.
Oh, we're going to use that. I love it. I'm glad you boys had fun while I was away.
We did. I know you were fasting. You were praying for our souls, and we appreciate that. You had much to ask forgiveness for, right?
Yeah, much.
Can you
My
even
goodness.
Cram that into 25
it's
hours?
It's hard. Sometimes you need more.
Yeah.
That's why you're supposed to take the whole time from Rosh Hashanah between Yom Kippur, that whole week that you're supposed to think about all your sins.
I think God must be exhausted after just hearing you.
And horrified. Like, really? That's what you guys are doing down there? Is that why I sent you? Forget it. So, it was a hard day, but I'm glad it's over. But I'm glad to know you boys were having so much fun.
We were. And sometimes stuff goes south.
All right. I'm going to get my running shoes on.
Yeah, you're heading over to Target Center right now. Please be careful.
Yeah, Jared is going to live stream it at the WCCO Radio Facebook
page.
It's
not the Paul and Jordana. It's the main one.
No, we'll keep the Paul and Jordana up. Maybe you guys can share it. Oh, I don't know if you can do two live streams at the same time, but figure that out, David.
Yep.
Okay, share it on Paul and Jordana. And we're going to just – I want to see what it's like in the skyways. I'm seeing water bottles being thrown as I'm watching other people on Twitter. I hope nobody throws a water bottle at me. I'm kind of a nice person. So we're going to go down there and just see what it's like, and we will be reporting from the front lines.
Can you bring donuts? If you feed
to the
people,
folks,
they
might
tend to be nicer if you hand them a donut instead of a microphone.
That's really a good point. I don't have any donuts right now, but maybe I'll
see
bring
you can find in the skyway.
CCO lip balms or something.
Yeah. God.
Okay.
All right.
All right, boys.
Good luck.
Go. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back from the skyway next.
Paul and Jordana.
Paul here with DJ Dave Josephson, our producer. Trying to keep tabs on Jordana, who is trying to make her way from CCO Radio, which is about, what, 3-4 blocks away from Target Center? Anyway, she's making her way down through the Skyway, and we're hoping to get sort of a live update as she checks the pulse of supporters and protesters alike. I think most of these protests, as Sloan Martin, our amazing CCO reporter, has been talking about all afternoon, most of the protests and most of the supporters are at street level. But there are a lot of people trying to make their way because of the weather, because of the rain. Certainly the skyways are getting a lot of action right now.
And Jordana's on her way down to Target Center as we speak, as you said. Yep. And she's on Facebook Live, so either on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page or on our WCCO Facebook page. We're going to get a on the street or in the skyway view, if you will, of Jordana heading down there. I'm watching right now. There's a number of folks in the iconic red hats that she's passing on her way down to Target Center. And, yeah, we will check in with her in just a few minutes.
Absolutely. And, again, Minnesota in play, if you believe the pollsters. Although I have to admit, the pollsters after 2016, how many people picked that Trump would actually win? It was a tiny, tiny, tiny subset of pollsters. Pollsters make the meteorologists look good, which is really, really hard to do. But here's the deal. The president, President Trump, has vowed to win Minnesota next year. In 2016, he lost Minnesota by fewer than 45,000 votes to Hillary Clinton. That is a margin of 1.5%. By the way, he is en route right now, expected to land right around 6 p.m., give or take. And then the motorcade, ostensibly coming up 35W, that should be a fun ride, right? President of the United States gets to enjoy 35W. A little chewed up right now, but he's expected to arrive at Target Center right around 7:25 this evening. No updates from Jordana?
No, I'm following her progress on Facebook, which is great. She's heading through the skyways and making her way over there, and we'll hopefully check in with her in a few minutes.
Okay. All right. But so far, she hasn't gotten into any altercations. That's encouraging. Interesting to me that Norm Coleman kind of weighed in. It's amazing, all of the tweets and the back and forth, but I'm former Senator Norm Coleman basically had a, I guess it was a Facebook post, and let me just read it verbatim. I can't read the whole thing. It's really, really long. But Senator Coleman said, "Dear President Trump, I want to welcome you to Minnesota. Yes, it's true. The mayor of Minneapolis has found a moment to garner his 15 minutes of fame by deliberately picking a fight with your campaign. In seeking attention, the mayor declared, 'It's my job to look after the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis,' as he announced he would refuse to provide services to a sitting U.S. president who traveled to the state's largest city." And then Norm Coleman goes on to say his support, meaning Mayor Fry's support for Minneapolis taxpayers, would be more heartfelt and believable had he not recently proposed raising their taxes by 7% next year. It should be noted, this is the largest tax increase in Minneapolis in a decade. So, again, it goes on and on. And if you go to Facebook, you can see it yourself. Senator Coleman, closes by saying, for the taxpayers of Minneapolis, their mayor's obsession with his 15 minutes of fame has been something of a reprieve, because while he has been obsessed with getting your attention, Mr. President, it means he hasn't had time to look after the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis. I imagine that for the next 15 minutes, they are breathing a sigh of relief. So, some harsh words from Senator Coleman. Found that was interesting. A lot of vitriol, even more than usual on Facebook and Twitter. Trying not to lower my head into the latrine. Because, you know, you're not, at this point, you're not going to change anybody's mind. Maybe there are some people in the middle, some independents, some disgruntled Republicans who can, in fact, be swayed. But it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Minnesota, one of a handful of states that could, in theory, hold the key to the 2020 election. And again, who knows how impeachment will play out? Will that hurt the president? Will it embolden the president and his supporters? Will it build support? Yesterday on Fox News, I saw an amazing poll, one I didn't think I would see, at least not this early. 51% of the people polled in a Fox News poll. This is not MSNBC, Fox News. 51% said the president should not only be impeached, but he should be removed from office. 51%. So, again, take any poll with a huge grain of salt, right? Because we just don't know. Jordana Green, my partner, is still kicking. How are you doing over there, Jor?
You know, we're doing okay. Jared and I got as far as about FEMA's in the Skyway, and then the private security agency said that we had to go outside. So Jared and I came, and if you're watching the Facebook Live, that's great. Jared and I are now on the street by 7 and by Mayo Clinic Square. We're on the corner of 7th and Hennepin, and we're crossing over to the Trump rally. And I'll tell you this, traffic was no problem. Looking it in the sky. It's getting a little more congested down here as we're getting to a Target field. A lot of the streets are closed off, but the folks walking to the rally, everybody's very calm, cool, collected. I haven't heard any yelling. I haven't heard any chanting. It's, I would say, subdued right now as we stand outside Target Center.
Have you talked to anybody?
Yes, I had a very long interview on the Facebook Live with a gentleman named Steven, who said he didn't vote in the last election, but he would consider voting for Trump in the next election, and is coming tonight because, you know, how many times does he get to be near a sitting president? And he believed that the divide in our country could be bridged if everybody just realizes that being an American is a uniting factor instead of being partisan. It was a very thoughtful conversation. I urge people to look at the Facebook Live. Paul, so we're now approaching the area where there are barriers on the street. So for you guys who are watching the Facebook Live, you can see it. Lots of protest signs out here on the street. And Paul, I'm going to hold up my phone because you'll also hear a lot of chanting, okay?
Okay, can't hear too much. Ask them to speak up.
So some of the signs that I'm seeing, out with the orange and with the blue. Treason is the reason for impeachment season. Stop the lies, stop tweets, no repeat in 2020. I'm seeing Donald Trump's tax returns and a list of his creditors. I'm seeing a sign that says facts matter. I'm seeing a sign that says stop abortion bans. There are some I cannot read on the air because they have curse words in it. But yeah, these protesters, you can hear some roars and cheers. Can you hear that, Paul?
Yeah, a little bit in the background. But again, it isn't what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting a bigger outpouring of both supporters and protesters. And it seems, as you said, subdued to date.
Well, I think most of the supporters are already inside. And right now you have protesters outside. As I get closer to the middle of the fray, mm-hmm. you can probably hear them chanting, Paul. Okay, I'm going to hold the phone up.
Yeah, you can hear a little bit. I don't know who your cell carrier is.
Can you hear what they're chanting, Paul?
No.
Chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
Okay. Huh. All right. Hey, Drew.
It's really hard for me to hear. I'm going to step out of the fray for a little.
Drew, are you close to the actual barricade?
We're inside the barricade.
Okay, if you get up enough speed, you can make a run for it.
Huh? You know what? I feel very safe out here. I haven't seen any violence from protesters. We hear chanting. I imagine most supporters are inside and protesters are outside. So, but the people, I have seen people walking through the protests to get inside. And from where I stand, it looks very peaceful.
Well, that's encouraging. Look, I know the SWAT teams have been deployed, so you may see some long guns, and I'm sure there are snipers on the rooftops all around Target Center. That's pretty much standard operating procedure. But you be careful over there, okay? And keep us posted, and thank you for the update.
I'll do my best. I'm going to get back on the Facebook Live if anybody's watching that and narrate that a little bit, okay? Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Jor. Okay. Deep breaths. We all need to take deep breaths. Paul Douglas here, Jordana Green, trying to make her way over to Target Center for a front row seat. Or are you going to be in the mosh pit of this?
Well, I'm in the barricade.
Oh.
And, past the barricade. And it's now pretty much just protesters. The folks that want to be inside are probably inside. At least I didn't see that many folks that were going to be inside because maybe they took a different entrance. But it was an animated group. You know, you saw on the Facebook Live, lots of chants. There was a full band chanting. People have very clever signs. I didn't see any violence. I didn't hear any screaming. I didn't hear any cursing where I was standing, just in this sea of protesters. And there are, I'm really bad with numbers, but hundreds of people down in front of Target Center. I stepped out of the fray so I could talk to you because it was very hard to hear from where I was standing.
Well, Jordana, thank you for the update. Be careful over there and get your butt back here, and we'll catch you tomorrow on the air, okay?
Thank you, sir. You got it.
Thanks, Jor. Tim Lammers joins us tomorrow, as he does every Friday at 3:10 with a movie review. Also, we have the happy hour, and we break down everything that happened. Hopefully, it's going to be a quiet night in downtown Minneapolis. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.